Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan. And I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me. And you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Wellness Cafe podcast, your go-to hot girl walk podcast. I'm your host, Trin Tondelier. Today is the December community episode, and we will get right into it. If you are someone that's missing longer weekly updates on my life, I have been more active on YouTube lately. I've been posting a ton of vlogs, so you can catch that content over there. My channel's just my name, Trinity Tondelier. But this episode is full of so many new original ideas. And that is what makes this community so special, because I can give you mindset advice that is beneficial to working on yourself and creating a healthy lifestyle and positive thinking. But when it comes down to habits and morning moments, what works for me and what works for one person may not work for you. And that's okay. When you're creating a routine and habits that set you up for success and make you happy, the key word really is you. What makes you happy? What morning moment makes you excited to get out of bed? And finding the little things that are able to bring you joy and get you excited to romanticize your day is a lot of trial and error. And these things will also change from time to time. When you're crafting your perfect healthy lifestyle and your perfect habits, having a community and surrounding yourself with like-minded people on a similar mission who have the same drive and motivation is so powerful when it comes to your success, and that is why I could not be happier to use this platform and create this community to help motivate and inspire each other with new ideas that may help you along the way. There is a ton of cozy holiday vibes and ideas in today's episode. Thank you to everyone who wrote in. As always, if you want to write into the Wellness Cafe, there is Google Forms linked in the show notes that will take you to the community episode or the Ask Trin Google Form. But with that, let's get right into what you had to say. Okay, what you're having this month. I love sharing what we're all having because that just allows for you to be inspired by so many new ideas and new ways to set yourself up for success that otherwise I may not mention. And that's just why it is so beneficial and important to talk to like-minded people. And I'm so happy to be able to bring us together. So here we go. Vivian said, Sunday resets. I love getting my house tidy for the week ahead, organizing, meal prepping, planning out my week on my iPad, and my weekly planner. Brianna said, lately I've been trying so many new recipes and have been loving spinach salads and spinach dips lately. I have been making a spinach salad with a delicious dressing which consists of ingredients like oil, vinegar, and ground mustard, and it has been making me crave spinach, which is obviously so good for me. I bought some spinach dip from the grocery store and have been using it for everything, from chips to garlic bread. This is your sign to go try some spinach recipes, even if you've never liked it before. You just have to find the right recipe for you. I agree completely. Healthy food does not even have anything to do with boring food. There are so many healthy recipes out there. And if you haven't found ones you look, it's really just all about trial and error. And I love this recommendation. Okay, Chelsea said, chickpea salad. Just rice or couscous, cherry tomatoes, cucumber, chickpeas fried with olive oil, salt, pepper, paprika, and garlic powder. Then dressing with sesame oil, water, lemon juice, garlic powder, salt, and pepper. I'm loving chickpeas though. They are the best. Jewel said, I'm having air fryer carrot fries and morning yoga. Okay, this is not the first time I've heard of air fryer carrot fries, and I really need to try them. I keep thinking about trying them, but I haven't actually executed the idea yet, but that's definitely one that I'm pinning to try later. Will said, currently obsessed with all things wellness and also loving a good hot matcha moment right now. Anna said, hi Trin, I'm also one of your younger listeners. I'm 15 and I'm listening from a place close to Spain, but a British overseas territory. I've been having going with my friends to a restaurant near where I live and having iced coffee. Romanticizing the view that I get to enjoy of the marina by the restaurant is just so enjoyable whilst drinking my iced coffee and chatting with my friends. I love your podcast. Thanks so much. Know you have a listener from a place very far away. Oh, that makes me so happy and blows my mind that there are so many listeners from all around the world, yet we're all still able to connect and relate on so many different levels. And on top of that, inspire one another from all over the world. Just, I actually can't talk too much about it because it makes me emotional and fulfills me on so many different levels. But every single person listening right now, you are so inspiring and I love you. Okay, I will stop getting into my feels and get back into it. Cass said, warm showers, Pilates classes, reading books on the bus, and soaking up all the sun that I'm getting. Ella said, Zumba classes, literally so much fun. It's like one big communal dance party. It gets me sweaty and so, so happy. Okay, this exactly right here is why these community episodes are so beneficial, because that is such an original workout idea that is so fun, yet it's not talked about that much. And if you haven't been able to find a workout that fits for you, it is out there and you will find it. So for anyone who hasn't found something that's really doing it for them yet, maybe you can try Zumba. Okay, Neho said, I'm an exchange student studying in San Diego and it's been 2 months since I got here. And I know it'll be hard, but I want to live here. I love openness and kindness of the people here, and experiences here have made me want to stay here forever. I started listening to this podcast from August, and I'm listening to the episode almost every day on my way to school. You're my motivation and mental and physical coach. I love your voice. Listening to your podcast just makes me feel so good. Thank you for all the kind words. That is so sweet and means so much to me. And I thought this was important to include in this episode because if there's anyone that has been wanting to study abroad, this is your sign to go for it because there are people doing it and making it happen. And just seeing how happy this listener is, this is your sign to do that thing, the crazy thing that you've been thinking of. Beck said, I'm having slow mornings drinking coffee on the balcony watching the sunrise. Sheena said, okay, so bio oil. I've been suffering through insomnia and I've been stressed a lot recently due to exams and just life. Bio oil has actually helped me to sleep peacefully and forget about anything else. The scent is so pure and sweet. The color of it is rose gold and all I have to do is massage it on my body at night and go to bed. It literally does wonders. Try it out, y'all. Kira said, loving my hot girl walk into town, listening to the Wellness Cafe and my mini Uggs, then grabbing a peppermint mocha. I love this vibe. I'm obsessed with my mini Uggs right now. They truly just make you feel like you're romanticizing the shit out of winter. And that's so funny because Lan is in a mocha stage and we grabbed a mocha together because she's in van right now. It hit the spot. I felt, it was so funny. We grabbed our mochas and Lan was like, I feel like I'm in a Netflix Christmas movie. And I was like, yeah, we 100% are. Morgan said, lion's mane drops in my morning water for focus and clarity. I've made a routine for it and call it my magic water and put lemons in it as well. I've noticed giving it a special name makes me look forward to having it. I completely agree with this. Having a name for your habit, like your morning moment, even instead of just saying you're going for a walk, saying you're going for a hot girl walk, romanticizing things makes it so much more enjoyable and makes you look forward to it. I haven't tried lion's mane, but I've heard a lot of good things about it, so thank you so much for sharing. Kelly said, I'm having winter hats and beanies on morning hot girl walks. Mariana said, Christmas PJs are the cutest. Ugg boots are amazing and super comfy this time of the year. And I found an amazing book and I'm loving reading every day. Finding time to just be with my family, my friends, and to do self-care. That is a summary of the peak hibernation season. I love those vibes. Evie said, lots of chai lattes, homemade soup, and a long late night routine. Okay, I have been wanting to make homemade tomato soup for so long, and I also haven't got around to that. We all know cooking is so therapeutic to me, and it's just such an escape. The winter is soup season, right? Coming in from a cold day, imagine just heating up your homemade soup. You know all the ingredients in it. It is so fresh. You made it from scratch, which is also just satisfying and rewarding. Yeah, homemade soup, I feel like that's it. Serena said, I've been having magnesium supplements for 2 months and I have the highest energy I've had in forever. I started taking it for migraines and it also helps this, but I did not expect all of this energy. Check with your doctor, of course, but definitely something to look into. Okay, yes, magnesium is so underrated. I make magnesium water for bedtime to help me wind down, and also the Aloe Wellness Magnesium Spray is amazing. It is the perfect spray to relax your muscles at nighttime and just help muscle recovery, and also the smell is so calming. I'll link the Aloe one in the show notes. It also makes a great gift for a wellness lover on your gift guide. I actually just ran out and I need to get some more, and it's just especially nice for strength days and heavy weight training. I brought Lan to House Concepts today, the gym I love in Van. Obviously, I had to bring her and do a little sweat together. And we did a glutes focus class today. And okay, I actually did two glute workouts back to back because the trainer that I love at this gym, it's just how it worked out. I usually don't do two intense classes focused on the same spot back to back, but I did it to be able to go with Lan. And my legs were physically shaking during the workout, like I truly thought that I was going to collapse. And Lan was saying that she doesn't get sore from weight days as much, and I asked her if she took magnesium all the time and she said yes. So magnesium supplements are it. There's just so many benefits, and thank you for writing that in. Zoya said, recently I've been into scrambled tofu with spinach in it. It is a great vegan breakfast or even part of a brunch. Drain the tofu, mash it with your hands, add paprika, salt, pepper, turmeric, possibly some nutritional yeast for an egg-like flavor, all to your tasting, of course, and then add milk and let it cook. Make sure you stir in all the spices because uncooked paprika might not sit right with some people. Ellie said, at the moment, I'm loving evening study sessions because I often find that when I have a nice shower and make myself and my space really cozy, I'm much more motivated to work for the exams I have coming up. Yes, I completely agree. This is a peak definition of romanticizing your study session. I know a lot of my student listeners are coming into exam season, so I wish you all the best luck with your exams, and remember to romanticize it and make it a vibe, and just learn to enjoy and romanticize your study sessions. Adira said, matcha. I cut out coffee a few months ago and replaced it with matcha. It soothed my hormones and my anxiety. Okay, that is so great, and I'm so proud of you because I just cannot get into matcha, but we all know that caffeine and coffee isn't beneficial to our health. I just love coffee so much. It is my vice and my morning moment. So I'm a coffee girl at heart, but I have stuck to not having it on an empty stomach, and I think that that is very important, and I'm really happy that I followed through on that promise to myself and actually implementing that habit. And I have noticed that this makes me feel better, but if you're someone who is okay with giving up coffee, matcha seems to definitely be where it's at. Those were all lovely submissions of what you're having. There are some great original ideas and recipes in there to try out this winter. If you were looking for some new inspiration, let's get into what you were grateful for. Having a gratitude practice genuinely changed my life. And with that being said, it most definitely 100% is something you need to work at. If you or anyone you know is a negative person or just, I don't know, so many people think that that's just the way they are. You know, if they're negative, they just deal with it. And you know that I used to struggle seeing the good side of things. And I put in the effort to retrain my mindset and my way of thinking. So it is possible to change this and view things more positively. But I totally hear you. If this is something you struggle with, it can be hard to look at the bright side of things. And it is something that you have to be cognizant of. And just like anything else, put in the work for it every day until it comes naturally, which it will. And that is why I encourage you to always take a moment and think of something you're grateful for at the beginning of every episode during the gratitude segment. So I just love including this as a community segment to remind you all of the little things that there are to be grateful for. What you're grateful for. Susie said, I am grateful for my body and my accomplishments. Anna said, I am grateful for my body for allowing me to explore my new city and to let me enjoy fun moments, and also for the TWC community that always makes me feel like I'm not alone. Mariana said, I'm grateful for my inner strength and determination. Adira said, I'm grateful for my hometown. During the week, I live in a big city, and on weekends, I go to my parents' house. I've learned to appreciate the quiet my small town has in contrast to the big city noise during the week. Ellie said, I'm grateful for my athleticism and my closest friends, and I found happiness again. Liz said, I'm grateful for being a first-year teacher and knowing that I made the right career path. Tay said, I'm grateful for healing. Eugene said, I'm grateful for loving myself and trying my best to become who I want to be, and for having a roof over my head. Nicole B. said, I'm grateful for my family. I know it's basic, but they do mean a lot to me. Julia said, I'm grateful for my ability to move. Melly said, I'm grateful for iced chai and that it's getting colder so I can wear cozy and fall winter clothes, especially my new Uggs that I just bought. Casey said, I'm grateful I was able to quit a super toxic job that was taking advantage of me. Julie said, I'm grateful for my mental health. After years of struggling with it, I finally feel like I know what I want and where I belong. I love those gratitude reminders. Even if you think it's a small thing, it doesn't matter, small or big. All that matters is training your brain to recognize and appreciate the good things in your life. No matter how little or small it may seem, nothing is too small or too mundane to appreciate. Your reminders to share for the month. Anna said, last year I tried to apply to colleges in another country with no help and no one who I knew who could help me. I naturally got rejected by all of them because my application wasn't well done. But back then, I took it as a reflection of me as a person, and it hurt me pretty badly. I felt like I was not good enough and decided to take a gap year. After a lot of consideration, I decided to apply again with the help of an agency, and I just got my first acceptance letter. This gap year helped me find myself even more and more than I realize, and it is true that you'll end up where you're supposed to be. So to everyone worried about trying for something you really want and being afraid of getting rejected, just remember that what is meant to be will be, and it will find you even when you feel helpless. Know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and regret is even worse than rejection. I love this example so much, and I'm so excited for you that you got accepted. I wish you all the best on your new journey. You know that I'm someone who wholeheartedly believes that everything happens for a reason, and this just is another great example of that. I could not have said it better myself. Ellie said, I just want to say to anyone who might be struggling with motivation or low mood, there is always joy to be found in the small things. Even if it's just eating a meal you enjoy or wrapping up in a warm blanket for the winter season, if you stay positive, you'll make it through. Oh, this is such a wholesome reminder because it really is the little things. There are always moments to romanticize and look forward to in every single day. You just need to find them and appreciate them and make time for them. That's why I don't think it's ever silly to practice gratitude for something that seems small, because it really is just about the little things and appreciating where you're at. Fennin said, I am so proud of all the girlies who are putting themselves first and relying on self-discipline rather than motivation alone. Okay, I included the short and sweet one for anyone who needed to be reminded of how strong you are and to be proud of yourself today. Because if you're listening to this podcast, I know that you're showing up for yourself and on track to becoming your happiest, healthiest self and achieving all your goals. Jillian said, Trinity, you have honestly changed my life so much. I began living away from home this school year for university and have honestly found it very stressful at some points and difficult to cope with my emotions. Your podcast has helped me to change my mindset about so many things and has allowed me to incorporate healthy habits and routines into my life. Because of you, I now feel so motivated to have a bedtime routine and practice self-care. I feel like I have become so much happier and healthier because of you. Thank you so much. I love you. Oh my goodness, these submissions always make me so emotional. I love you too. I'm so proud of you. And this is all I can ask for. I am so happy for you. I just love including these positive reminders from community members who can also testify to changing their mindset and working on themselves, because I totally know that it can be redundant to hear me say how much I changed my mental health by the mindset work and healthy habits that I incorporated. But I talk about it all the time. So this is just a reminder that it is possible for you too. And it's possible for everyone if you put in the work and show up for yourself. Zoya said, a tip I've learned as a 15-year-old girl getting into her first serious relationship. Don't lose sight of yourself or your goals. Be with someone who will support you and love you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself and loves all versions of you. I love this reminder. Don't settle for anyone who doesn't treat you like a queen and supports you 100%, okay? Everyone listening, know your worth. Love this reminder. Sienna said, I've had a lot of trouble prioritizing myself and staying happy and productive during school. This past month, I've learned that being present and being grateful for the little things helps speed up time when things aren't ideal. I also learned that I don't have to let go of my goals and dreams in the meantime. I just have to be patient. I've been doing my best to schedule time for myself so I can still do the things I love. Now I've figured out how to fit in a weekly surf session, time to hang out with my closest friends, and time for little nature getaways to clear my head and stay grounded. I love this write-in. Yes, it is all about balance and prioritizing the things that make you happy. Casey said, life often changes and plans change. Things change, our road often winds ways we don't expect, and it's okay. Take a breath and trust divine timing. Okay, this is beautiful, Casey. Thank you for sharing. Some things are just out of your control, and when you look back and look at something that seemed to be a hardship or an outcome that you didn't expect, it really was the universe putting you on the right course for you, and divine timing is always just so insane. Okay, next, Melly said, if you struggle with social anxiety like I do, try to ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen? And that's if you say and do what you want without trying to please people. It's probably not worse than how it feels to restrict yourself and constantly be serving others just to make friends. If you're not gaining as much as you're giving in a friendship, then it's not worth it. No matter how much social anxiety you have, with the right friends, it shouldn't feel like a burden to hang out with them, and your social battery should be full at the end, not empty. I'm just realizing this for myself, and this mindset has been so helpful. Yes, I completely agree. Always be yourself, girlfriends. That is the best thing you can do for your mental health. And getting outside and being with people who don't drain your social battery, who you can be yourself around, the more you prioritize and make yourself get out there and do things with them, the easier it will get to go outside and socialize, and it will ease the social anxiety the more and more you do it. Julia said, hey Trin and beauties, I recently experienced a weird friendship breakup. Long story short, she ditched me on Halloween to hang out with someone else when we planned to hang out a month in advance and we run a club together, so I obviously still have to see her. I was given the opportunity to be sassy, but I decided to stay true to myself, bite my lip, and continued to be kind. Even though it was extremely tempting to be sassy and have I know what you did last summer energy, but I stuck to my morals and was that girl. That girl knows that sassiness at the end of the day won't get her anywhere, and it's better to drive to be kind and professional. And do you want to know a secret? That's exactly the thing that's going to make my ex-friend feel bad for treating me the way she did. Much love to all. Love, Julia. Yes, kill with kindness always. If someone does you wrong, it is not, never, ever, ever, ever worth it to have your energy drained by their negativity. And killing with kindness may be the harder route. Yes, of course, sometimes we want to get back at them. But I always like to cool down, take a minute if I'm ever tempted. If anyone is ever trying me and they're trying to get me to break my positive energy, just take five, take a breather, because of course you're mad, but it always pays off in the long run to kill with kindness. Even though sometimes people be trying us. Nicole B said that sometimes things can suck, but that doesn't mean things won't improve. For every bad thing, five good things happen. This is such a good reminder. It's so simple, yet true. Like, a bad day or a bad thing happening does not mean a bad life. And everyone has bad things happen to them. That's just a part of life. And something that I think that has been really important for me to emphasize lately on the pod is that no matter how much you work on yourself and practice a healthy lifestyle, it's inevitable that bad things will happen. And sometimes shit sucks, but working on yourself and working on a positive mindset and gratitude, lets you have the tools to move on from those bad situations easier and not let them affect you as much. Eugene said, "Please be proud of who you are and learn to love yourself because it genuinely changes your mindset. And even if it's hard, just start by telling yourself every morning in the mirror that you love yourself. And at the beginning, it might feel weird, but trust me, once it's natural, you realize how important it is." Okay, capital yes. I am so proud of you and love this reminder. Thank you for writing this in. And this is another reason why I love the community episodes so much, because what you wrote in, I can say this all the time, and I know that it also sounds tedious and silly, but these things truly do work, and I wouldn't be telling you to do them if they didn't. So I love the backup on this, and just another case point. We are releasing the self-talk. We are saying positive things to ourselves only. Riley said, "It's easy to get caught up in yourself and everything you have going on in your life. Don't forget to send a card, a text, or care package to someone else. It makes the receiver's day and you feel good too." Aw, okay, this is a really good reminder and I agree. And this is also something I try to be good at, but I definitely need to be better at it because time can just, you know, once you haven't reached out to someone that you're thinking of, it's like time can just pile up and you've been meaning to reach out and then all of a sudden it's like 6 months or a year and you haven't reached out. And this is why, if you listen to the winter bucket list episode, I put sending out cards to your family as one of the list ideas, because it really does go a long way, and especially for your grandparents or family and friends, anyone that you don't see often that's always on your mind. It's just, one, a fun activity for you to go out and send cards, but two, it lets them know that you're thinking of them, and it does go a long way. Tay said, "It gets better even if it feels like it won't. I'm in this time right now where everything feels like it's going wrong, and it's hard, but I've learned to treat myself when I need it, while also staying disciplined with myself and staying on track to reach my goals. But don't depend on anyone else for feeling happy or good within yourself. Go to Sephora and get yourself some new makeup or Target." And you'd be able to tell I was just there. I bought some new things that I haven't seen and something I've been wanting for a while. Yep, I think this is such an important reminder, and it's important to treat yourself, and you deserve it to go get a nice reward for meeting a goal or following through on promises that you made to yourself, because it is important to recognize your hard work and be proud of yourself for showing up. Okay, I'm going to end the episode here, but I hope you all enjoyed this community episode. Thank you so much for writing in. These episodes wouldn't be possible without you. I hope you are all having a great holiday season, a great December, and getting into the cozy winter vibes and just making the most of it. I have been seeing so many of you tag me posting Instagram stories of your night routine, doing candlelit Pilates or going to the Stairmaster and sweating it out, even cooking and romanticizing your night routine. I love it. Nothing makes me happier in the world. I'm currently recording in my Christmas PJs. I have my hair in a claw clip. Brody and I just made hot chocolate. The tree is on with the lights. And we're also off to LA tomorrow morning. I'm so excited. A little escape, a little vacation for the two of us, which we are very excited for because we haven't been spending as much time together as we do lately. So I'm very excited. I will be vlogging the entire trip. And like I said, I've been trying to be a lot more frequent and active on YouTube again, and I'm loving it. So you can catch the whole trip over there or on my Instagram stories. And until then, I will see you next week. Mwah.